after the privilege we had of playing in that recent game. You know, I had an idle thought. I thought after we were privileged to win 2 years ago, there'd never be any game that would be more exciting. And we're really lucky to have it have happened what we did. You know, when you, for those of you who don't know the numbers, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, we had a 99.6% chance of losing the game and 0.04 to win. And the good Lord was in our corner and it worked out, so it's pretty cool.
What do you think of this Raiders move?
You know, I don't ever like to see our teams move, but I was thinking back to our trying to have our own stadium and what we went through and all the machinations. And, you know, the Raiders have been, since I've come in, they've been at the bottom of the league in terms of revenue, which I think has been difficult for them to do everything they've wanted to do for their football operations. I think they've worked very hard to try to make things work up there, and it hasn't worked out. And I think now they have an opportunity to be a very solid, vibrant team. And I empathize with the Raider fans. I don't know what is the distance between Oakland and Las Vegas.
8-hour drive.
So an hour and a half flight.
They say they're not going though. The Oakland fans are saying they're done. Two guys we just interviewed said they're done with the NFL.
Well, I was in L.A. Over the weekend. A friend of mine had a birthday party, and I like to go down to Santa Monica, and I go on that walk, Santa Monica to Venice Beach. We don't have those kind of viewing points in Boston, and there were about 10 people with Raider shirts. I quizzed them. They didn't know who I was from Adam, and I said, how do you feel? And only 1 out of 10 cared about the team moving. They were wherever they go and can be vibrant, so...
Robert, on the heels of that win a month ago, you have a chance to win 3 in 4 years for the second time. The time you did that from 01 to 04, and you won the third Super Bowl, that's when people crowned you guys as a dynasty. What would it kind of mean to have the chance, or you do have the chance, but what would it mean to accomplish that again?
Well, we try to make the playoffs every year and then dream. I might dream when I'm alone, but, you know, there's so many things that happen along the way. You have physical accidents and you lose players, and I think we have a wonderful chemistry and some wonderful young players, and I think our football people have done a good job in the offseason, and we're excited about the upcoming season.
Are there any circumstances under which the Patriots would elect to trade Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think I don't have the right demeanor of our coach. I charge him to handle all football matters. You know, we're privileged to have the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, and looks like he's playing pretty solid, and he's off the charts, in my opinion, and we're lucky to have him. You know, that's the most important position on the team, needless to say. I don't think anyone could say you got too much depth at that position. And I've charged him to make those decisions, Bill, and, you know, I'll leave that with him.
Robert, so coming off of a Super Bowl win, you would think that, you know, going into this owners' meetings, you guys have been very aggressive in the offseason just with moves and free agency. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, part of it is the makeup of our team and the opportunities that come along. And I think what they've done is excellent this year. And I know bringing this young man from New Orleans, I don't know, except since I've owned the team, the only player that could make an impact like that at wide receiver was Randy Moss. He doesn't have his height, but it looks like he's got his speed, so I think that's complementary to what we have on the team, and I'm excited about him joining us.
Robert, do you guys anticipate having Malcolm Butler back this year?
I sure hope so. We have an offer sheet, an offer sheet out to him, and I know he has the ability to go out in the market and get someone to sign him, and then we either match it or he and get the draft pick, the first round draft pick. I hope he's with us and signs his offer sheet and plays for us. I have a great affection for him, and he actually was part of probably the greatest play in the history of our team. So, but there are a lot of people involved in that.
So
on both sides.
Is to trade him?
Pardon?
The intention isn't
no.
to trade him?
The intention
is not to trade him?
No.
Robert, you said that if...
But I don't want to in any way take away from his rights, so I want to be clear. I hope he's with us.
Robert, you said if the team won the Super Bowl that it would be opening night would be a good time for the commissioner to come and visit Foxborough. Have you expressed that to him in any of your visits recently to him, and is there a possibility he might be in attendance opening night?
Well, I think I'll let you all ask him that. I mean, he's commissioner of the league. As we all know, he has the right to go wherever he wishes to go. And if he wanted to come, he's welcome to come. We're happy that we'll be celebrating our fifth banner, and he can decide whether he wants to be there.
Yeah, Robert. You don't have to extend any kind of invitation. It's up to him, basically, to come. Is that...
In my mind, yes.
In your discussions about relocation, this is the third franchise to relocate in the last 15 months. How do you guys weigh that in ownership talks between strengthening, weakening the league? Do you view relocation as a weakening when multiple franchises have done it?
Well, none of us like to see anyone move. I think on the three situations are, and it's horrible for the fan base. Look, I went through it myself and came close to even moving in the New England region, but decided not to do it. Walked away from a great financial deal because that was right for me. In the end, we're in a very competitive league, and you can't compete at the highest level if you don't have a first-rate stadium. And I think that's what really this is all about.
Mr. Robert, you convinced the Las Vegas market will be able to perform up to NFL standards?
I really do. I think we've done a lot of homework and research. And first of all, I think the Raider fan base is unique. I know when I bought our team 23 years ago, we hadn't sold out a season, excuse me. And our games were blacked out. And, you know, I asked the fans they said, how can we help you? You paid so much. I said, come buy tickets. And the first game that sold out was not the Dolphins, Jets, or Bills, it was the Raiders. We were playing them, and I realized what a strong fan base. They have a unique fan base that I think is very loyal to them and will travel with them. And I think Las Vegas as a destination for visiting teams will be very strong. I think every visiting team market, I mean, that's something they'll have to work with to try to sell out as best they can so they can control the home team crowd, but I think it'll be a wonderful venue and a wonderful market. It's unique, one of the only small markets I can think of that could be in that category.
What was it like seeing the Houston police and the FBI track down Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey?
You know, we had 10 people came to the stadium to bring the jerseys, and it was pretty, you know, actually in today's world, it was wonderful to see the Houston police, the FBI, the Mexican people, officials all work together. I mean, it's kind of silly in today's world in some ways, but the jersey did mean so much, and it was, you know, it's a good message for Washington to see when people cooperate and put their egos aside and have aligned interests, what can happen.
What are your thoughts on Stephon Gilmore and the large contract that, you know, he got with you guys, first day of free agency?
Yeah, well, I know our football people are very high on him, and he's a bigger man than we've had traditionally at that position, and they did a lot of homework, and I've actually had the chance to spend some time and chat with him and watch how he has performed, and we're excited about him joining our team.
Mr. Kraft, the Patriots will play in Mexico City this upcoming season. What are the benefits of those games abroad?
Well, we actually have a number of fan clubs in Mexico, so we're really excited, and we have a good Hispanic base. So instead of going to Oakland in that old stadium, we'll go to Azteca Stadium, where we had the privilege of playing once in the 90s against the Cowboys in a preseason game. We're really excited about going there.
You talk a lot about having draft capital and how that can be a good thing to keep the team restocked, but this year is a little different in that you don't have first and second round picks. Is there anything about this year or the way the team is made up that makes you more comfortable going into the draft without those picks?
Well, you know, the draft gives you young people that you can basically control your costs for 4 years or 5 years. It's a first round draft pick. But we've gotten some younger players who are known entities. You know, we've made some draft picks high up, and they haven't performed well. So having known value versus not being sure, I think, like, Brandon is 23, Gilmore's 25 or 6. Tight end is also, I think he's 25. You know, so there's a risk-reward analysis there.
Robert, you mentioned when it comes to decisions in a position like quarterback, you defer to the coach. But I'm wondering if financially the team would at some point be willing to commit to two players at what would look like a starter's salary.
Yeah, well, not just in quarterback. I've assigned him the responsibility of football decisions at all positions, and he's done pretty good at it. So I think we'll continue to do that. You know, that's really a decision for him to make.
In your mind, how long do you expect Tom Brady to keep playing?
Well, as recently as 2-3 days ago, he assured me he'd be willing to play 6-7 more years, and at the level he performed, and there's no one that would be happier than I. And our fan base. I mean, you know, in some ways, you know, you think about, I think there's one player at the age of 40 who had one good year. It was for the Vikings, yeah. But that, you know, he didn't do so well before. I think Tommy's sustained excellence is just unbelievable. And it's a lifestyle, and the way, you know, he's in training now. It's not like he's stopped. He works out. I remember after our first Super Bowl, one, going down in the training room in the old Foxborough Stadium 3 days after we won, and he's in there with the music blaring, working out. So he's really dedicated. And the thing that's amazing about him, to this day, he hasn't changed as a human being in terms of how he relates to people, but also how he works out. And the only thing that's probably changed is how he eats, how his diet, and how he, I'm not sure avocado ice cream is right for me, but if I could look like him and perform half as well, I guess I'd do it.
Do you also anticipate or expect Coach Belichick to coach into his 70s?
I hope he coaches till his 80s. I mean, I see Warren Buffett and Rupert Murdoch, and they're in their mid-80s, and they're performing at a pretty high level. So we got to keep Bill healthy.
Final question, Bill. How much did you enjoy Montellus's Bennett 1 year with the Patriots?
He was a real character, and I actually bought either 50 or 100 of his books. I made him sign them, and I gave them away to young people. He's a very interesting young man, and he's got a lot of opinions, and he's fun to be around.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you
very much.